You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, a fairground's painted swings, these foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? And still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you.
And there is Molly Ryan, and we played Molly Ryan last week, and we're playing her again this week for a particular reason. Three of the guys you heard before are also on this recording. Dan Levinson, of course, on sax and whatever he was playing there. I sometimes, you know, I don't listen to these things immediately when I'm doing the show sometimes, so I just have to... I have to draw upon my faulty memory. But I know Kevin Dorn is there on drums, and Mark Shane, of course, on piano, Molly singing These Foolish Things. And that certainly goes with Silly Season. But what's not silly is this. That was from Songbird in the Moonlight. What's not silly is that she is getting a swing album together, and there's a Kickstarter project, and you will find a link to that on my Radiola page, my Radiola blog, I should say. So go there. Click on the video, click on the link to contribute, and make this happen because, and I want to emphasize this, First of all, if I play any recording on this show by a living artist, a working artist, I want you to go out and buy their recordings. That is definite. Don't steal their stuff. This is if you don't pay for music, the music will stop playing. But the best way to do this now is, Molly Ryan is assembling this wonderful swing album project, and if you want to get in on the ground floor here, now's the time to kick in a 20, 100 bucks, or whatever you got on you. A few dollars wouldn't hurt. Whatever you want to do, it would be most appreciated. So go to that link, do that, and I've got links all over the place. But I'm not the weakest link. This is Radiola, and I've been weak at times, but and all too human also. And on Radiola, I'm Andy Senior, and I admit to that. Billy, I admit to being who I am, I should say. Billy Williams, whom I really enjoy, and I'm going to play, this is the other side of what I played last week. He has so much fun here, you'd think he was just making this stuff up as he goes along, just like I do. It's Mine When You've Done With It, and, oh yes, in Columbia, I think it was recorded about
1913. Aye, aye, leave that alone, that's mine when you've done with it. La, 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 la. Now when I married my wife Jane, on a honeymoon inside a train, a chap kissed her when a tunnel came. I said, hello, now what's your game? It's mine when you've done with it, mine when you've done with it. Don't forget I had to pay 7 and 6 for it today. It's mine when you've done with it, my bits of property. If you want a canoodle-oodle-oo, she's a big fat mother that'll just suit you. It's mine when you've done with it, give it back to me. Gonna get you done. Now when I was a boy at school, the teacher said I was a fool. He caned me once on the starboard side. I looked up in his face and cried, it's mine when you've done with it, mine when you've done with it. Teacher, you're a silly clown to smack the part where I sit down. It's mine when you've done with it, my bits of property. If you cane me much, you'll hurt your pride. I've got a bit of board stuck inside. It's mine when you've done with it. Johnny, get your gun, your sword, and your pistol. Oh, dear, oh, dear. A chap and a girl in our neighborhood both possessed a leg of wood. He lost his, and when they met, he saw a hop and he said, I'll bet that's mine when you've done with it, mine when you've done with it. I had some sherbet yesterday, they stole my wooden leg away. It's mine when you've done with it, my bits of property. I can't do a hop and a step and a jump without my little wooden stump. It's mine when you've done with it. Johnny, get your gun. The other night I had to stop with a chap who worked in a draper's shop. He dreamt he was selling calico. I heard a rip and I said, hello, that's mine when you've done with it, mine when you've done with it. It's not a bit of use, you raving hard. It's lovely, mystic, free yard. It's mine when you've done with it, my bits of property. Don't think you're serving now, young Bert. You're tearing a piece of mine, I shirt. It's mine when you've done with it. It's mine when you've done with it, mine when you've done with it. It's not a bit of use, you raving hard. It's lovely, mystic, yard. It's mine when you've done with it, my bits of property. Don't think you're serving now, young Bert. You're tearing a piece of my night. I never said it, did I? It's only a little joke of mine. Good night, all. God bless you.
Ben Salvin and his orchestra. That's Red Hot Mama, 1924, on a red vocalion. Yes. Before that, Emil Coleman and, yes, or Emil Coleman. Say whatever way you want. And his Club Trocadero Orchestra. I figured I got otolaryngology right. I might as well screw up a couple of other names. Emil Coleman and his Club Trocadero Orchestra. Only You, from the play I'll Say She Is, 1924. Well, I'll Say She Is was the first appearance on Broadway of the Four Marx Brothers. And there they were. They weren't on this record, unfortunately, but this was a tune in their thing. It was the Johnstone Brothers, I believe, had something to do with this. The tune, that is. And the Marxes did the show. Very nice. Billy Williams, before that, It's Mine When You've Done With It, 1913. And this show is, when I'm done with it, then it's yours, actually. That's how I feel. All I can do is do this show once and send it out there. And radio, it does go out once. It doesn't repeat on you. Not unless you want to listen to it twice, and that's your own lookout. I'm Andy Senior, and look out for a lot of things. And look both ways before crossing the street as well. We continue. This is the Wabash Dance Orchestra. Red Nichols leading this, and all his guys are there, including Miff Mole, recording for the British market some dance tunes. Eddie Thomas on the vocal in 1928. She's a great, great girl, isn't she? I'll say she is.
It seems to dance a jig. She's a great, great girl. I'd give up sleeping, even give up my meal, to be beside her and hear the tap tap of her heels. We took a long walk and had a long talk, then a great big kiss. Things are going strong, the bells are ding ding dong, about a month from this. Can't you hear my friends and family all congratulating me? I'm making no mistake, I've got a lucky break. She's a great, great girl. Thank you.
for miles, place to place, but no one smiles to help me chase those big city blues. I'm like a little tot that needs a lot of tenderness and care. All I've got is just a lot of sorrow and despair. Won't someone please talk to me? Don't refuse. Hear my plea and help me lose those big city blues.
The New Mayfair Dance Orchestra, at that time led by Carol Gibbons, that Monte Carlo song. Not the one that I know, but it's very close to it, 1929 on HMV. Before that, George Olsen and his music, and I've had this on the hard drive a while. I'm not terrifically happy with this. I want a little better copy of this, but I love the tune. Fran Fry, or Frey, as you will, singing Big City Blues. And before that, Wabash Dance Orchestra, actually Red Nichols and however many pennies he happened to have in his pocket at the time, with Eddie Thomas on the vocal. She's a Great, Great Girl, 1928, originally on Duophone, but now on Jazz Oracle. By the way, you need to buy these reissues, too. Anytime I play a reissue that's available, you really should, you know, open up the old Amazon account and get on there and pick it up. It would be nice. This is Radiola, and never let it be said that I do not promote artists or labels when practicable. And never, and whatever, yes, indeed. I'm Andy Senior, and my, I've been upgraded for my pronunciation, I was going to say pianist envy, and if you say it some other way, maybe you do have it. That's a brief nod. Fleming and Townsend, Victor 40,000 series, Just One Little Kiss, 1930. So this is kind of rural, so let's get into it.
Give all the world for just one caress. I'm dream of your lips and your eyes of blue, and wonder if your heart is dreaming true. And my own heart is crying the whole day through. I'm lonesome for you.
Anona Wen and Bob Mackworth, 1932. You're My Everything. Well, that's a good song. From an Ed Wynn show. I think it was the Laugh Parade, wasn't it? Yes, it was. Oh yeah, I like that one. And before that, the National Cavaliers, Lonesome. That's all. That's not silly at all. I mean, I think that's more in the realm toward bathos. By way of self-pity. Fleming and Townsend, Just One Little Kiss, 1930. This is Radiola, and we don't feel any self-pity on this show. We expect other people to feel it for us. You know, there's no soap opera going on here. It's not even grand opera. Well, we started with some horse opera, but we've discontinued that immediately. But Radiola is just what you hear, and it's just what it says on the box. And I'm Andy Senior, and I appreciate your kind words, whatever they may be, or whatever kind they may be. Jack Hulbert, You're Sweeter Than I Thought You Were, 1936 on HMV, and there's Jack.
I've always thought that you were sweet, but you're sweeter than I thought you were. I've always heard that you were nice, but you're nicer than I heard you were. You're just the kind that one would find in days of old when nights were bold. Your lips divine are sweeter than ruby wine, and then on top of that you've got a heart of gold. I've always known that you alone could thrill me with a single kiss, but never did I ever dream I'd ever have a dream like this. And now to make it short and sweet, you're everything it takes to make my life complete. You're sweeter than I ever thought you were. I'd like to make a confession, an expression of how I feel. My very first impression of you has changed a great deal. I've always thought that you were sweet, but you're sweeter than I thought you were. I've always heard that you were nice, but you're nicer than I heard you were. You're just the kind that one would find in days of old when nights were bold. Your lips divine are redder than ruby wine, and then on top of that you've got a heart of gold. I've always known that you alone could ever thrill me with a single kiss, but never did I ever dream I'd ever have a dream like this. And now to make it short and sweet, you're everything it takes to make my life complete. You're sweeter than I ever thought you were. And now to make it short and sweet, you're everything it takes to make my life complete. You're sweeter than I ever thought you were.
Do you remember one September afternoon? I stood with you and listened to a wedding tune. And didn't I go with you on your honeymoon? Remember me. Do you recall a cottage small upon a hill, where every day I had to pay another bill? And if I'm not mistaken, dear, I pay 'em still. Remember me. I can see that little angel on your knee. Can't you see? He kinda sorta looks like me. For I'm the boy whose only joy is loving you, who worries till he hurries home when day is through. And I'm the guy you give your goodnight kisses to. Remember me. Thank you.
Well, he kinda sorta looks like me. For I'm the boy whose only joy is loving you. Who worries till he hurries home when day is through. And I'm the guy you give your goodnight kisses to. Remember me. Try to remember me.
Music in the Russ Morgan Manor. Will You Remember Tonight, Tomorrow, 1938. And I guess, whatever you remember. Will you remember the show tomorrow? It doesn't, it's not like one of those meals that you eat and then an hour later you're hungry. It's, I expect it to somewhat stick with you a bit. Not around the hips, I hope, but somewhere. Before that, Bing Crosby. On Decca, very nice recording, actually, 1937, Remember Me, and I love that tune. I've heard other people play that, but it's nice to hear it again. Jack Halbert, You're Sweeter Than I Thought You Were, 1936 on HMV. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I admit to being a bit silly at times, and usually my... You don't want me to get serious, because then it would just be talking all the way through, and we'd have a polemical debate here. I wouldn't even want to get involved. Anything that actually goes through my mind, and as long as skimming the surface, we're fine. But anything that goes any deeper than a couple of fathoms, watch out. Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, Charlie Lawman, on Crown in 1932. Starlight, Help Me Find the One I Love. Well, that's even worse than Half a Moon. But maybe you can... Crab feelers would help.
help me find the one I love. Starlight, starlight, who knows, you might know the one I'm thinking of. Can't you hear me sighing in a lonely prayer? Can't you see me crying from away up there? Come closer, starlight, starlight, first star I've seen tonight. Help me find the one I love. Thank you.
Casaloma Orchestra, a 12-inch Brunswick, four Indian love lyrics, 1932. I like that. And that's, Pale Hands I Loved Along the Shalimar, and the other ones there. Not Indian in the sense of the subcontinent, not the ones over here that we call now Native Americans, but those, the Indians who were real Indians. And, they weren't happy to see the British either, apparently. Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, Charlie Lawman on the vocal, Starlight, 1932. Yes. This is Radiola, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me for a couple hours, listening to some records, and some of them are not terribly silly, and sometimes the only silly thing is the host of this program, named Annie Senior, and I have to admit to that always. If I don't, someone will draw to my attention. So let us finish here on this program, and radio is on every week, wherever you can find it. And you know where you're getting it, so I'm not going to tell you. Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, 1924. I'll see you in my dreams. And this is a sweet recording of this.